lover, not a fighter, that's why.
I wrote up the Hop of the Guy Handbook to help those of you that want to cut right into the action. Chapter 303, entitled simply, Hose the Clothes. Normally on a date, think about it. When do you first get your chance at any action? You know, you do a pickup at 7:30, a little small talk, restaurant, 8:30 reservations. Maybe they're late, so you have a cocktail before that. You're at your table 9:10. 2-hour dinner, then maybe cocktail lounge. You know, it could be 1, 2 o'clock in the morning by the time you finally get back. And if you could still hold your head up, you know, she might just say, thanks for a good time. It is so late. You know, what is that? Crying out loud. So I wrote this chapter. Get right down to the action. If you do to pick her up at her place, 7:30, pull over a block or so from her house, then look around in the neighborhood yards until you see that curled-up hose. Turn on the spigot and drench yourself completely from head to toe with water till you are soaking, wringing wet. Then throw the hose down, drive to her place. Walk with your squishy shoes up to her front door. She's like, what happened to you? You're like, oh, God, I was on the way over here, and you know, I got a flat tire. I get out to fix the flat tire. There's a cloud burst. You know how they say those afternoon thunder showers? Man, oh, man, I must have been under a day. I felt like Noah's Ark. But I didn't want to be late and wait out the storm, so I changed the tire in the rain. But it's clear as a bell out there. I know these storms are in, they're out. Anyway, I'm soaked. I'm shivering here. Thank God I brought this bottle of brandy as a gift for you, but I think I'm going to have to open it now. She's like, well, come in, get out of those wet clothes. So you go squishing across her carpet. Here, I tell you what, go in the bathroom and you'll find a robe in there. Put that on and give me those wet clothes now. So you get in there and take off your wet clothes. Now, if you're any kind of man, that bathrobe of hers ain't going to fit you too well. Be kind of hanging out of it, if you get me. You come walking out of the bathroom. By then, she's got the snifters of brandy
heated.
You say, you know what? I had to get on my knees in the mud. You mind washing the clothing before you throw it in the dryer? That'll chew up another half hour. So you're sitting there on the couch, and you're drinking brandy, and you're laughing. Maybe put some music on the stereo. Dance with her. You're wearing her robe. The moment of your arousal will be readily known and apparent. Next thing you know, you both get a little lightheaded. Nobody's eating anything. Couple of gulps of brandy. You're on the couch with her. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? You got the bathrobe open. Not off, just open. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? She's going nuts, nuts, nuts. The two of you tearing it up big time until finally... You hear the dryer? You know your clothing's ready. You say to her, you know, I'm still hungry now. Jeez, we better eat something. We've been just drinking this brandy. Let me see how my clothing's doing. Go there, grab you. Clothing from the dryer, quickly put it on. She's talking to you from the bathroom. You know, I still think we can get into Naldo's. They make the best linguine and clam sauce. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I read something. They serve till 11. Naldo's is one of the greatest. Not too far from here, is it? Bill?
Hold on, Grace.
I'm still writing.
The Grease Man Show.